And our golf tour around South Central and Southwest Central Indiana continues this week. And we head down to Jasper, Sultan's Run. And our guest today is Chris Treader. Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and spend some time with you.
Excellent. And our fans of golf here locally, our big-time players know all about Sultan's Run. It's a we don't want to say best-kept secret. My old boss used to say, we never want to be kept a secret. We want to be right out there in front of everybody. But I think with the help of the new interstate and the help of your leadership, Sultan's Run is taking the next step into a premier golf destination, a premier place to play around on a weekend. You guys have really turned it around. You got involved in 2019. Tell me your story of how you got to Sultan's Run.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for that. I was in corporate America for 20 years and moved back to Southern Indiana to raise my family. And I owned some storage business for about 7 years. And I'm a first tee Level 1 certified coach. I coach high school golf as well, and sold my storage business and decided to get into the golf business. And I was looking around at some local courses to continue with the training of young people. And Steve Braun, who owned 100% of Sultan's Run and really is the champion of bringing this back to a premium destination, he heard I was looking around. And he said, hey, why don't you come on over and meet with me? And I did that. And we hit it off really well. And he said, look, I'm looking for an equity partner and somebody that's going to run this and somebody that's passionate. And I can tell that you're passionate. And it wasn't long after that we struck a deal. I bought 30% of it at that time and increased my ownership to 49% prior to Steve's passing. And then I bought the remaining 1% from his estate. And I have one other partner with me. He lives in Carmel. And we have a long-standing relationship of over 30 years. And so it's two of us that own it now. And I handle the day-to-day operations with our excellent team here.
Well, and I tell you what, you get out of corporate America working 20 hours a week, so you go back into golf America working 24 hours a week. You have to love the game, and you talked about teaching kids in the first tee program and all. We'll get to that in a second. How important is it to have that passion? Because it's not easy hours. We know it's hard to keep pros and assistant pros. Talk about the kind of how the sausage is made is probably a little bit too much, but it's not easy to keep this up and running.
No, you're exactly right. And no matter what business you're in or what endeavor you're taking on, surrounding yourself with good people is the secret to success. And Steve had done a great job of attracting some high-level talent here. Our superintendent, Brett Pope, he worked here in high school. Moved on into some other work after college and then came back here. And he's been the superintendent here with Steve for, over 10 years. I think he's on a dozen years here. Jeff Howerton, our pro, has been here for over 10 years. Our pro shop manager, Pat Schuler, has been here for many, many years as well. Becky Wiseman in our operations. And then we have our executive chef here, Phil Barth, and he does a fantastic job here as well. He has quite the reputation in the surrounding area. So, you know, good leadership is how we get it done. And then, you know, that good leadership goes out and finds good people, good high character, hardworking people. And, you know, what we try to do here is make everyone feel special. And that's why we're continuing to invest in the facilities and we invest in people. Because when our guests arrive here, we greet them, and when they leave here, we greet them. And that's important because, again, we want people to feel special.
Chris Treader is our guest. He is the owner and operator of Sultan's Run Golf Club in lovely Jasper, just about 80 minutes from Bloomington. Well, it depends on how fast you drive. You can get there maybe a little quicker than that, but that's horse country. That's how this all started back in 1992. And last Friday in our golf series, we had my great friend Charlie Hardesty from Rolling Meadows, just in Owen County, right across the line from Bloomington. You two share a commonality as Tim Liddy designed both of your courses. Tell me about the horse farm that was a perfect piece of land to put some golf on in the early 90s.
You bet. That's Ruxer Farms, and that was founded by Alvin and Hilda Ruxer. Alvin was a very well-renowned entrepreneur from DuBois County, and the Ruxer Ford and Jasper Engines and Transmissions and many other business endeavors. I believe Jasper State Bank, perhaps. And he bought a horse farm, very small at its beginning. And, Supreme Sultan became a very well-renowned world champion, fired numerous world champions. Every one of our holes out here is named for one of his world champion offspring, which is unbelievable and remarkable. And if you go on the internet and read a little of the history about Supreme, they said he was almost human-like. He had such a personality. And he really changed the American saddlebred breed. And, he's very well known. So some local business people wanted a premier and premium golf destination in DuBois County. Bob Ruxer was one of those individuals. He sold the land as part of his and, you know, kind of donated and then sold the land back in as part of his contribution to the endeavor. I believe there were 27 original founders. They did a fabulous job of picking a great piece of property here. And Tim Liddy was here 2 years ago. He was working on Holiday Farms up in Zionsville at the time. And I went up and toured there, and then he came down here I said, well, Tim, what do you think? You know, we were about 12 holes through the tour, and he said, finest piece of property I've ever had the chance to work on.
Oh, that's a big time deal. Well, and Tim Liddy, for those of you who pay a little bit of attention, well, he was Pete Dye's right-hand man there in the latter stages of Pete's career, correct?
He certainly was. Yeah, they did a lot of projects together. And, I guess the canvas, you know, when you have a good piece of canvas, a good opportunity presents itself. And it was interesting to ride around. You know, for those of you that are golfers, if you ever get the chance to ride around with a landscape architect or a golf course architect, take the opportunity because they look at things differently. And he was talking about bunkering and how you give different lines of sight and perspectives. And it was a fascinating tour, both here and at Holiday Farms with him.
Yeah, I have a couple friends here that did that at the Foul Course with Steve Smyers, and they just said, wow, you'd look at things completely, completely differently. Well, we're not going to build our own golf course here anytime soon. You've taken care of that for us at Sultan's Run. Now let's play. Tell me why our listeners, and they know why, well, because you have a great course. Bermuda grass, do I remember that right? It's been a while since I've been there, and I'm not any good. I remember the 18th hole, the Supreme Sultan, but I remember Bermuda, and if we're talking about Tim Liddy, well, the routing through horse country up and down, we know that's you have some very challenging and some very fair holes as well. Brag about your course for me.
Yeah, I'll do that. So we do have some Bermuda here, but our primary playing surface is Zoysia. And that may be one of the finest playing surfaces you can be on. So the fairways, the tee boxes are Zoysia. The greens are bent grass. The surrounds around the greens are Zoysia. And then as you start getting into the rough, that's where you'll find some of our Bermuda. And then we've also been framing the course with a lot of native fescues. It just it sets the course off. When you drive in our main gate and you immediately see hole 13 to your left, and you see that beautiful, luscious fescue that is framing that hole, it just sets it off. So we've done that on a handful of holes around here. When we did that, I had some of the players say,
"They're not real happy about that, are they?"
Yeah, we play over there. I said, "Well, the fairway's over there. I mean, you know, we've given you a generous rough over here too." But I get it. But
plant the fescue down the middle where it's safest, and you won't have to worry about it.
That's a fact. That's right. Your game sounds like mine now.
I bet you play as much as I do, as busy as you are out there coaching and first tee and everything else goes. But your signature hole is named after the signature horse. It should be that way. The great backdrop, the waterfall, the greens in the routing, everything is. How important is it to have that signature hole? Because that really grabs when you either look at the course or you look at the website. I mean, that just pops.
Well, thank you. You know, my office window, I look out over our parking lot. Maybe I should move that and look out over the 18th.
Yeah.
But I get to see all of our guests when they arrive every day. And people that have not been here before, as they're coming up, if they're walking out of the parking lot, they will walk over towards the waterfall. That's the first place they go. They hear it. And they want to see hole 18. And they haven't even stepped foot on the course yet. So, you know, it has its own reputation. We were designated as the course with the most dramatic signature hole in the state of Indiana a few years back by Mike May in Indiana Golf Journal. And Steve and I talked about that. He said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, that's fabulous. So we grabbed a hold of that. We use that in our advertising and our branding now. I said, Steve, you know what? You've been talking for a couple of years about doubling the size of that waterfall. I said, let's make no question. Let's go ahead and double the size of the waterfall. So we did. So if you haven't been here to see the doubled waterfall, it's even more dramatic than it was 3 years ago. And then we built a new patio that overlooks that. We renovated our banquet center. We renovated the front end. This coming fall, we're going to expand the pro shop, build a bigger kitchen for our executive chef, and totally renovate the upper level. You know, one of the things that we want to make sure is that when our guests come here, I mentioned that we want them to feel special. Well, we don't want this place to feel tired. So the investments we've made in the course, on the cart paths, we're making those same investments in the supporting facilities so that everything feels fresh and new when you come visit here.
Chris Treader is our guest. He is the owner at Sultan's Run Golf Club and runs everything. And you put all these pieces of the puzzle together. It never ends. You know that. I don't have to remind you of that. It never ends. Once you get one project done, the next one starts. But the biggest project you've taken on is going to come up later this month. You're going to host the 2023 Senior LPGA Championship. Now, our friends in French Lick had that here most recently. How did you pull this off?
Yeah, kudos to Dave Harner. Dave is, of course, the director of golf operations at French Lick, and he does a fabulous job there. It was he and Steve Ferguson who started this major championship for the Legends Tour. And the tour had moved to Salina, Kansas last year, and Salina is doing a renovation of their course this year. So they were looking for a venue to host the 2023 championship. So the call came in from the LPGA. Hey, Dave, what do you think? Is there a venue in Indiana? Are you interested in it, Dave? Dave called me and said, Chris, what do you think? And I said, well, heck yeah, Dave.
Let me bite your arm off and don't ask me twice, right?
That's right. He said, I'll be back in touch. And in 24 hours, he was back. He said, there's genuine interest. They're coming to visit. So they came to visit in October. And, We sat down and chatted for a little bit, talked about what it would take and did a tour of the course. And I remember this vividly. Tim Kramer, who's the vice president of tournament business affairs, and Dave were standing there. And I said, well, guys, if you're coming, I'll dial this place up. And they both snickered and looked at each other and said, it already is. There's nothing you have to do.
Oh, and, what a great compliment that is.
It was, and that's just a testament to Steve's investment over the years and the folks that I mentioned earlier who've been pouring their heart and soul into bringing this to what it is today. So kudos to Dave for giving us the opportunity. I don't know whether to love him I've been putting in about 80 hours a week for the last 3 months, and you know, this morning when I left early in the morning and my wife said, what are you doing? I said, hey, look, it's just 28 days.
We're getting close.
28 days.
Well, that's important for our listeners, too, because if they want to come out and get a little bit of a sample of what championship golf is like, how long are you going to leave the course open to the general public before you shut it down for either practice or tournament week?
That's a great question, and it'll be full guns a-blazing until June the 25th, Sunday, right before tournament week. We do not have to close it down. We will be protecting a few areas on the driving range and, you know, protecting the tee boxes a little bit, but they said you do not have to shut down until Monday morning, so Sunday night, right after play. And we actually blocked off a little bit Sunday afternoon, the 25th.
Yeah, you want to get ahead. You don't want to leave it to the last minute, right?
Yeah. Yep. So we'll be closed all of tournament week, the 26th through July 1st, except for spectators that want to come on out and have a look. And they can come out here starting Monday morning, and certainly encourage them to come out and check out these legends of the LPGA.
So let's book tee times through the 24th. To make sure you can get over there and see what it looks like beforehand, you can do that at sultansrun.com. We're going to give away tickets, not today. I didn't want to waste any time giving away tickets today, and I mean that in a positive way. I wanted to hear about the course and all the great preparation. I'll give away tickets all month long. Don't worry about that. We're just not doing it today, so you can get over and watch the 2023 Senior LPGA Championship. And then when the tournament is finished, Chris, you're right back to normal, right? You're not going to close for a week or anything. Boom, you're in growing season. Let's play golf.
You know, what a great opportunity. So the following Sunday, right, so that would be July 2nd, somebody wants to challenge what the ladies just played, come on out and book three rounds.
Are you going to leave Sunday's pins out there?
Yeah,
or Saturday, the end of the tournament's pins, right?
We'll probably move them. We'll see how our maintenance staff is getting along, but you know, I'd say we'll move them on Sunday. But you know, but it is a great opportunity. It'll be in tournament shape, and the pros play three rounds. Come on out and play three rounds. Play Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and see how your score stacks up.
Now, can I stay out there? Do you have lodging for me?
Hey, we do. We just bought a chalet that sits right on hole number 17. It's called King of Siam Chalet. You can find it on Airbnb. You can get there by going to our website, click lodging. There's a link right there that'll take you to it. The views out the back of that chalet are unbelievable. They look right over the valley where holes 15, 16, and 17 all come together. And the reason that we named it King of Siam is that hole 17 is called King of Siam, and that's right where that chalet sits.
And one of the champion horses from the Supreme Sultan as well. So you've got a golf extravaganza, 18 holes. You have lodging, you have grill, diner, pro shop, everything everybody could want. Go to sultansrun.com and make your reservations today. And if that's not enough, championship golf is coming the final week in June. We'll give away those tickets as the days of June get closer and closer. Go play. You guys have been a great sponsor. We've loved having you on, and we hope we send a bunch of people over from Bloomington and Monroe County. I'm going to let you get back to your wife. I'm going to keep you in good graces because your hours this month are gone anyhow. So I'm going to let you get home early tonight. And Chris, if there's anything else we can help out with, let us know. It was a pleasure meeting you, and we can't wait to see Sultan's Run in championship form.
Sounds great, Mike. I hope you're able to make it down here for the tournament as well.